Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we visit Malmö in the south of Sweden. Lena Ilkier and Linda Dahl show Monocle's Matilda Marozzi around the multicultural Möllevång Storiet neighbourhood.
We're sitting at Möllevångstorget. The turn of the last century, they built all this block around here, and it was for the workers. And in the 50s, we have had a lot of migration, lots of Greek little shops, and former Yugoslavian people opened lots of little different shops around this neighborhood. So slowly it turned from a workers' area to a really interesting multicultural area. And this coffee bar is a good example of that.
The coffee shop is called Kaffebaren på Möllan, and it's run by a very good barista, and they focus on micro-roasted coffee from the small roasteries, because Skåne, the landscape in which Malmö is sort of a coffee roaster cluster, you could say.
And I believe coffee has an important place in Swedish culture.
There's something called fika, which is something you do every day if you're a Swede. A lot of big workplaces have a formalized fika break at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock every day. And everybody goes to fika. The boss goes together with the employees and sit down and have a cup of coffee and some cakes maybe.
So we've walked about 100 metres to just the other corner of the square, and we're in quite a big cheese shop. Can you tell me where we are?
We're at Möllans Ost, and this is basically the place to be if you're interested in different kind of cheese. This is a store that opened 25 years ago, and it was not more than a hole in the wall. Today it's become one of Sweden's most well-assorted cheese store, and we're going to meet one person that's been with us almost from the start.
Yes, I'm Morten, so I'm a superior shop manager at Möllans Ost. We've been trying to work for a long, long time with having, you know, like the cozy thing on Friday evening. So we always like people to actually think about us when you're going to pour up a glass of wine, have some good cheeses.
Is there any cheeses that Sweden is particularly famous for?
Maybe 10 years ago, I would say the sandwich cheeses, because we eat a lot on an everyday basis. But nowadays, I would say the smaller dairies actually come really good. The small farmers who actually do their own cheeses are really good too. So I think we're trying to get there almost as well as the French ones, but not really there yet, but we're coming.
It's gonna go behind
yeah,
the counter.
Go for it.
How many cheeses are there in the counters right now?
I would say maybe between 250 and about 300.
Tried this kind of cheese?
No, is that cheese?
No, yeah, it is.
So there's a little cheese board, and one of the cheeses is a kind of caramel brownie colour. What makes it like that?
I'm going to let you taste it.
Okay.
At first. This is actually from goat's milk, but it's not the milk. It's the way that you get when you make the cheese, and then you really concentrate it down so you have it like a caramel, so you feel the sweetness. I'm from up north in Sweden, so I'm grown up on this, so I love it, the sweetness. And you can actually use it for cooking too, when you do like reindeer or something like that. You make a sauce, this is perfect to get the sweetness in the sauce.
I've never had a cheese like it. It's really soft, and if you told me it was caramel, I would believe you, because it tastes like caramel as well as looking like caramel. So this is something that you would have had as a child?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what is this cheese called?
Getmese.
Goat mese.
Yes.
Cheese.
Thank you so much for
Thanks
showing
so
me around.
Thanks so much for coming.
25 years ago, this butcher opened up, yeah? And you can smell in this store, you can smell a hint of smokiness. And that's because when you look in the counter, you can see that it's a lot of smoked cold cuts. They also have their own smokery down the harbour, where they do a lot of their cold cuts themselves and smoke it. And originally they are from Serbia, so there are lots of Serbian products and lots of Balkan products. They also have preserved a huge part of our Swedish food culture, because they also sell rare bits and pieces of meat that you can't really get hold of in the regular stores. And historically, we have a long tradition of eating everything from the animal.
So now we're taking a walk, just maybe 50 meters down to what's called Mittmöllan, which is sort of indoor galleria type of place, but in a very alternative way. They've tried to collect some of the small food artisan food producers in this food court in the middle of this galleria, and the shops are more like second-hand shops and a bit alternative than you would find in like any general galleria.
Guys, you do the best sandwiches in Malmö.
Oh, okay. So this is the food court, and we have Scandwich. When we started to do tours here, we said this is Malmö's best sandwiches. Then after a few weeks, we were like, this is Skåne's best sandwiches. And now we're up to, this is Sweden's best sandwiches. And the story behind the sandwiches is that they're three brothers. And every Sunday, they got together in the kitchen when they closed the restaurant and sort of collected all these leftovers from the restaurant and built really big sandwiches and combined it in a very good way with really like restaurant quality products and ingredients. And then they were saying to each other, why can't everybody taste these fantastic sandwiches? And that's how the concept developed.
So which sandwich do you recommend?
Call me kål. And kål means cabbage in Swedish. And their variant is made, I think, with six, we'll ask the chef, but six types of cabbage. Hey.
My name is Victor, and I'm one of the brothers owning a Scandwich.
I've been recommended the cabbage sandwich. Can you tell me a bit about that one?
So we have roasted cauliflowers that we mix with creme fraiche, white cabbage that we fry with lemon, butter, and some honey, and then green kale pesto, and then a pickled red cabbage, and some kale chips, and grated cheese, and like preserved lemons. When we came up with that, we wanted to do something that's like ordinary and make it in lots of different ways.
Cabbage is also very typical for Skåne, where we are. There are a lot of traditional dishes with cabbage and pork, for example. And Scandwich has a very local perspective and buys most of their produce from farmers relatively nearby in Malmö. And that's part of the background as well, I think, for this particular sandwich. Now we're at Sköld.
My name is Peter Svanberg. I have a little ice cream place in Malmö. And the story is that I lived in San Francisco, and I thought the ice cream there was so much more interesting than it is in Sweden. Because in Sweden we have maybe, as in your country, we have the Italian gelato places, and it's vanilla, and it's chocolates, and it's strawberry. And then you have the mass market, which doesn't really taste much. And then we have a few who try to make handcraft ice cream. I wanted to be one of those. The thing that's different with us compared to others is that half of our ice cream every day, we have 12 flavors, is made without dairy. So we have six options for vegans and six for those who really love a good dairy ice cream as well.
And is there a big market for vegan ice cream in Malmö?
It's expanding. When we started, I'd say the first 2 weeks, we had just about every vegan in Malmö because they talked to each other. So that got us started. And after a while, we just had regular ice cream lovers to say, ooh, I don't even know what's it made of. I just love the flavor. Because we don't call ourselves a vegan place. This is good flavors. And then you decide which ice cream base you want made from. See, it's a cow on this flavor here. That means that it's dairy, of course. This is a coconut. This is a mixture of sorbet and coconut. So this is actually a sherbet. We have ice cream today made with stout beer, dark chocolate, and chopped, salted, smoked almonds. We have another ice cream which is based on tea. It's a mojito tea. This is a gorgonzola ice cream. naturally made with dairy. Also, I have in the freezer salt licorice, cashew ice cream. Usually, I demand a Swedish passport because with Danes and Norwegians are okay, but British people, no. French people, no. Dutch, okay. Salt licorice, why on earth would you put that in an ice cream? We're trying to push sometimes the comfort zone of people and do things a little differently.
Hi, this is Matilda from Monocle 24.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Faryab.
Thank you. So we've walked for about maybe 5 minutes from the square that we started at. Can you tell me a bit more about the restaurant that we're in?
Yes, we're in the middle of Folkets Park in Malmö, and it's the People's Park, actually. And this building that we're in now is a restaurant called Farihatten. 1860 this building is from, and they've taken in lots of the old details from outside the park. These lamps used to be placed outside in the park, like streetlights. This is a restaurant that really changes character with the seasons. In the summer, it's a really festive place, people sitting outside, drinking beer, listening to bands playing, and having great pizzas, among other things. And in the winter time, it becomes a bit more smaller, like a fine dining restaurant. Very nice on a cold winter's evening, actually. And the cuisine is like in the sort of new Nordic. You can tell us maybe more about your food and drinks. Hey,
my name is Ellen, and I work here at Farihatten. What we aim to do is work as seasonal as possible. And to keep the thought about Folkets Park as something open and something for everybody. But we still want to keep the new Nordic face, so we work really seasonal with the food, we work really close with our farmers. We want to work in the same way with the wines, drinks, and the cocktails.
And also foraging has been one of the key elements in the new Nordic kitchen, of course.
Sweden as in country, indeed, we got so much to get from the nature, and that's what the new Nordic kind of food style wants to keep.
Farihatten is a really nice philosophy in the new Nordic style, and they do a lot themselves and ferment stuff and hang meat and go out and forage mushrooms and stuff like that. So it's a really nice place to show off the Nordic food scene. Yeah. And Malmö, being so close to Copenhagen, has picked up a lot of the new Nordic food scene, more than, for example, in Stockholm and Gothenburg, I would say. Malmö is a super interesting restaurant city with lots of influences from the very successful places in Copenhagen.
That was Helena Ilkier and Linda Dahl showing Monocle's Matilda Marozzi around Möllevångstorget in Malmö, Sweden. This has been episode number 56 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.